I think it's the management team. Like, we're comfortable that they know what they're doing. They have really strong track records. We start winning games. That'll improve everybody's frame of mind. And Victor has a very strong sports background, and he's already instituted a lot of changes that I think will improve the way in which we make money in the business. So that's the primary reason. The league is actually in a stronger position than people would think it would be after going through the COVID situation. And part of that's because we have some strong new ownership groups in Montreal and Vancouver that I think will improve those situations. The fact that we had a short season, only 14 games, and we went through all of the chaos associated with the COVID, the size of the loss, it could have been much worse, right? So I'd say generally, you know, we came through that pretty well under the circumstances. You know, I think it's going to get close to normal. I think we still have some folks that are hesitant to go out in groups, right? I think there'll be a bit of that. But I think you'll see an uptick in the attendance for sure. And I think just generally a really positive sort of enhanced level of enthusiasm about the team from the community. So I'd say generally we don't get as much negative feedback. You know, I went through a process of making a lot of phone calls to folks myself, and I got a lot of, you know, negative feedback. A lot, and it was complicated because they were concerned about, you know, electronic ticketing or customer service, the operation of the team in terms of performance on the field, and also still underlying concerns around the name change. So those conversations were never like one thing. There was always multiple issues that were raised, and that's why, you know, we're improving the business side of the business, and we're going to improve the performance on the field, and, you know, we think as we get the positive momentum, things will turn around. It's going to take more than 1 year, though. Like, this is a multi-year deal, but there will be improvement this year. I think that we all know it's more than 1 year, right? So it better not be 5 years. So let's hope we turn it around in less than five, right? But I think we know it takes a little while to get things going. And as Victor mentioned in his comments, the context of an aging fan base and a lot of competition, you know, where folks are comfortable sometimes sitting on their couch rather than going to a game, that's a phenomena that's being faced by leagues and sports all over the place, right? So that's a headwind that everybody has, that you have to be more aggressive and more creative to get the fans out.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.